in 1980 was an Egyptian medical doctor came to visit me to say there is a new imam came to Regent Tabarka Mosque, or they call it the central mosque. That was in 1980. At that time, my office used to be at Regent Street in Oxo Circus. I said, where do you like to go? He said, Hajj. So this was the beginning. When he said Hajj, it like came to my heart. This is a big trip. So we said, inshallah. Then the same Egyptian doctor, which he told me about the imam, he came and he said, you know whom I met yesterday? I said, whom? He said, Dr. Abdullah Nasif. He was the chairman of King Abdulaziz University. So he told him, Al-Sawi is going to arrange Hajj trip. So he said to him, there will be the guest of the university. So the first trip, it was to be as a guest of King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah. And so we sold the first trip for £325. It was from Regent Tabarka Mosque here. And so it was like, say, some Egyptian, some Moroccan, some Tunisian, most of the Arab communities, and some from Pakistan, from India. The local community which attended the mosque, because at this time would not advertise it. It was just the cost of the ticket. But accommodation was provided by the university. The campus was by the university. And at that time, in Saudi Arabia, they did not cater yet for the European. And that's why, in 1986, we started 81. 1986, they started to have establishment of Hajj of Europe and America and Australia. And then, what happened as well, in 1988, someone from Saudi, he was in London, he said that member of staff of one of the big hotel in Mecca, they hired 3 floors in his building. The building was 10 floors. And so now they have their own accommodation for the staff. So they're going to leave the building. And someone recommended for him to contact me while he's in London. So the man contacted me in London. He said, I have, like, say, floors, 3 floors empty. Are you interested? If you will take one of them, the hotel will leave the beds, will leave the air condition, and you will pay the same rent as the local hotel staff. I said, okay. Especially that this man, his son, was studying at Exeter. So he said, this is the rent. You just pay it like an installment. Like when my son comes to you every month, you can pay him some of the money. Yeah. I feel that we were the first company to organize Hajj trip as a group. Maybe before that, like say, people go as individuals, but yes, not as a group, not as a group. But as far as I know, that we are the first organized group for Hajj to go in 1981.